I want to quickly mention why you should use point-based data. With the recent addition of the Geostationary Lightning Mapper, or GLM, we here at WDTD encourage you to get in the practice of pairing ground-based lightning data with the GLM, as using the two together provides a more holistic view of lightning activity. Since GLM data is in grid-based format, you will want to use point-based Earth Networks data when you are pairing the two together. All right, now let's take a look at what products are available. In the following screenshot, the two red boxes are simply various timescales for viewing both CG flashes and IC flashes. In other words, total lightning flashes. So, you've got 1 hour, 15, 5, 2, and 1 minute IC and CG flash data. The 1 hour and 15 minute lightning data are not fine enough temporal resolution to capture changes in rapidly developing convective storms, so let's go ahead and scratch those off our list to simplify things. As best practice, for detecting sudden changes in storm intensity, you want to either use the 5-minute, 2-minute, or 1-minute total lightning flash data. A lot of forecasters use the 5-minute data, as it is not as noisy as the 1-minute data, so I'm going to go ahead and star that option. The gray box is just your CG flash data by itself. In general, if you're wanting to use CG flash data by itself, I'd steer you towards using the CG flash data from NLDN that we'll talk about shortly, as it is more accurate than Earth Networks. Lastly, remember that IC flashes are useful operationally because they provide lead time for dangerous CG flashes by several minutes. So if you are using lightning data for anticipating the first CG flash, use Earth Networks IC flash data at the timescales recommended above.